Welcome to the program, Dr. Joanne White. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Marilyn. I'm fine. Thanks so much for having me today.
It's lovely to meet you. You have been an absolute pioneer in working with children with special needs. In fact, you were the first teacher in Philadelphia who pioneered a program for the Philadelphia school system for children with special needs and autism and, you know, that were previously denied public school access. It's hard for us to think that that really happened back in the day.
Yes, times have changed. Although not enough, but back in the day, many parents who had kids with special needs and autism had to either homeschool their children, or if there was money, maybe they were able to get private schooling. Because what happened was the public schools at that time could say, we don't have the means to educate these kids. And so they were let off the hook. And so what happened was there was this federal mandate in 1975 that said, okay, every state has to come up with some kind of program because you know, public education needs to be free for everybody. And I think at that time, too, what the federal government did was they actually provided some financial support to make that happen. But schools, Marilyn, were scurrying because they had to comply. Truth be told, many people were afraid. The first little girl that I had came in a taxi because they didn't initially know what to do with this girl who had autism. How do we put her on a bus with other children? So, yeah, many people don't know what happened at that time.
Well, much of it was a lack of understanding.
Right.
And now, of course, we understand so much more, thankfully, about autism.
Yes, and yet in so many areas, parents are still fighting for programming in school systems. People are fighting for some educational programs, recreational programs. So things are changing. They have changed. But I believe that there's still a lot more that we can do.
Dr. Joanne White is my guest. This was such an extraordinary experience for you that you've written a book called More Heaven, Because Every Child is Special. We'll give you all the details on where you can find the book, folks, if you stay with us for just a little bit. I would like to ask Dr. White, why did you write the book?
You know, I believe that the book was guided, Marilyn. The first draft was written while I was actually teaching these children. And even though I was young, I've grown up since then, obviously. And when I started to send this book out, mainstream publishers were saying, and I'm sure it needed some editing and whatever, but mainstream publishers at that time were telling me that they weren't interested in publishing a book whose main characters, because those are the main characters other than the teacher, are children with special needs. Now, we're in a totally different time frame where there's so much more programming and interest in how to help children with special needs and with autism and more awareness. So I put the book away for many years. And I was going for my master's degree at Temple University in special education. And I had shown the book to two of the professors there who said, oh, if this were a text, if it were published and it were a text, we would use it because it describes these children so aptly. So they sent me to an educational publisher, and it was fiction. He said, I closed my door, I laughed, and I cried, but we don't publish fiction. He said, possibly, and if you write a prologue and an epilogue, possibly we can publish it. Well, again, I was young and I said, no. Well, guess what? Today it has a prologue and an epilogue.
And a great story in between the two. Are you still teaching now?
No.
Okay.
Right now I do coaching both for business and private coaching, and I work with a lot of families with children with special needs.
Where can people find you?
Well, they can go to my website, docwhite.org or drjoannewhite.com, same website, or they can email me, joanne@docwhite.org. And I'm in New Jersey, but many of the people that I coach are all over the country, all over the world, really.
Dr. Joanne White is my guest. We're talking about autism. It is Autism Awareness Month, and her book, More Heaven, Every Child is Special. She's worked extensively with children who have special needs and written a book called More Heaven. In a new arena like this back in the day, how did you know what to do?
I didn't learn it in school.
Yeah, because when you're a pioneer, you have nothing to compare
right,
it to.
Right. So in a way, I started out with this one little girl, and her name was Tracy at the time. In the book, her name is Eva. It was a blessing because I was able to basically, from reading her records, it said she had the mental age of a child of three. But that's probably because she was untestable in so many ways. So I had to reach her. She used to repeat. She had something called echolalia, which you'd say, "Hello, Marilyn." She'd say, "Hello, Marilyn. How are you, Marilyn? How are you, Marilyn?" So we had to do that. And I used play and resources, dancing movement for her, because she had a lot of kinds of movement. She used to shake her hands and she used to twirl. And so that's how I was able to really get into her world. And with the other children, it was kind of the same way. Every child was unique, so it wasn't utilizing the same kind of techniques. But I think it was very much guided and very intuitive. And of course, I used some of, you know, behavior management and educational skills. But my sense was that here are kids that were either kicked out of school or were not allowed of school, allowed in school.
Well, they were very misunderstood, for sure.
Right. So they needed support and they needed to trust. And my way of working with them was to establish trust. How could I say, okay, you need to learn math, you need to learn language, without getting into their world? And that's what I did initially. And it worked.
And your education and background helped.
Well, I have a master's degree in special education. And I also have been teaching children with special needs for many years. I also was the executive director of a children and youth services program at Bancroft and I also later on became the director of research, evaluation, and training for all of the Bancroft facilities. So I have a lot of training, but this was very different from all of that.
Dr. Joanne White is my guest, and I'd like to point out that the technology has helped us along the way. You created all these programs without the benefit of Apple.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm just sitting over here sort of astounded, because I know people who have children who are autistic, and they have told me firsthand how much that technology can help keep them focused. And that's a big part of it.
Well, again, it was initially getting into their world. And once I was able to do that and establish some rapport and some relationship, it was easier to introduce language and mathematics and learning, because they were eager. And that first little girl, her name is Eva in the book. I mean, she had an insatiable need and desire. Once we got past the initial distrust and whatever, she just learned like never before. She wanted to learn words. She wanted to learn language. She wanted to write. And it was just so beautiful. It used to bring tears to my eyes. So beautiful to see children that were called unteachable who had such an eagerness and a burning desire, Marilyn, to learn.
Story is in the book, More Heaven, because every child is special. Isn't that the truth? Where can we get the book?
Right now, More Heaven is on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and OutskirtsPress.com. It's not on my website yet. We'll get there.
So over the years, how has the knowledge progressed?
Well, firstly, back then, many doctors did not understand. And so a lot of the recommendation, Marilyn, was institutionalization, which was a travesty. Because like I said, once you break through the walls, these kids are amazing. And there's so much brilliance. What we did not understand and what we're learning now is that one child with autism is one child with autism, meaning that every child is different and every child has different areas of strengths and areas where they need to learn. And many children and adults on the spectrum are so, so gifted. And we miss that. And so I've been looking back into history. Some of the people who've had dyslexia or had learning problems, Walt Disney, Thomas Edison, I mean, the people who have changed our world. Temple Grandin is a big proponent, and also changed the whole world of animal husbandry to make it more humane. When you think about these people, what if these people were institutionalized and weren't given the opportunity? And oftentimes these people were kicked out of school or said, you know, your kid is never going to learn and your kid
just wrote them off.
Right. Now, there's another child in the book that came in with many imaginary characters. And my sense was, what do I do? Do I say, no, that's not real. So what we did, and I had an aide eventually, what we did was we played along, and he was able to eventually talk about the characters, and as he got more comfortable with learning and with us and more trust, some of those characters disappeared.
That's incredible. Well, you're fascinating. Thank you so much, Dr. Joanne White, for coming in and sharing this story with us. And of course, the book is More Heaven, because every child is special. You're writing another book?
Well, yes. There's a book that came out the same time, which is a business book. I'm a co-author, Keys to Conscious Business Growth. And keep your fingers crossed, this book, More Heaven, Because Every Child is Special, is in development for film.
Well, fantastic. Good luck with that. I hope that happens for you. And then the other book is Keys to Conscious Business Growth. And you probably can get details on that at Dr. White's website, which is, again, young
lady? DrJoanneWhite.com or DocWhite.org. They both go to the same place.
Easy to find you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Marilyn, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.